Tell me a little bit about your background in FFA. What are some of the things you took part in your FFA career through high school?
I guess you could say that my FFA career started long before I was an FFA member. My dad was actually my agriculture teacher, and so he worked in the land lab in the summers when I was a young boy. He hosted FFA practices at my home and after school, and so at that time, as a young boy, I often got the chance to sit in on those practices and work with him on that land lab. And so as a young child, I really found a passion for agriculture and for agricultural education. So by the time I was able to join in the seventh grade, it was something that I was extremely passionate about and excited to be a part of. And so I was able to develop a supervised agricultural experience program where I raised market swine, as well as working on the family farm. We actually did a lot of hay production, and so I was able to participate in that in the summers as well. And through learning the skills that I learned in that supervised agricultural experience programs, I was able to get involved in the different career development events in the FFA, and that really challenged me and allowed me to see that I wanted to take a leadership role in this organization. And so I was able to move forward and be the state FFA president in Florida in 2010-2011. And after taking off a year, I decided, you know what, I might want to do this thing called National FFA Office. And so that's what brought me here today, and I'm just blessed and honored to be the National FFA president.
What was the moment that you knew you wanted to run for National FFA president?
Well, I had taken off a couple of months after my state president year in Florida. I wanted to kind of get away from the blue jacket, as we like to say, in the FFA organization for a bit and really reflect on my year. And I had the opportunity to serve a chapter nearby and put on their chapter officer leadership training conference. And after that conference, working with those students and seeing them so excited about developing programs for their local chapter members and being able to see them as individuals grow, I knew that the National FFA organization was a great way to be involved and make sure that students had opportunities just like that all across the country. And so I decided, you know, National FFA office is a great way to work with stakeholders and members to ensure that students across the country have every opportunity that they can get to develop themselves as leaders, to develop themselves as individuals, and hopefully one day be successful in a career.
Your thoughts today? Standing up there waiting and being the last. We talked to Wiley about being the first name called. What's it like to be the last name called, and what was going through your mind?
It is definitely an emotional roller coaster being called last, because Wiley actually is from my region, the southern region, and so as you hear his name called, you're really excited for him, but you're also thinking, you know, this might not be my time. And so I kind of waited, and I was really excited for the other members of my team. I love all of them, and I'm sure as we spend more time together over the year, that love and that bond will only continue to grow. But there was also that moment where you're like, okay, pull it together here. And then when I heard Florida, I didn't even really hear my name, but I heard the state of Florida, and I just lost it. I was truly excited, elated, ecstatic. Words really can't even come close to explaining that feeling. I was really thrilled to be called to serve as the National FFA president. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that only 86 other individuals, or 85 now, I guess I'll be the 86th, have had the opportunity to take part in, and I am absolutely honored to do this year.
What are the goals that you have for your team a year from now when we talk? What do you want to say, look back as you reflect, and the things that you have done and your team has accomplished?
Well, there are two main goals that I hope that my team and I can accomplish, and one of them is kind of a personal goal for us as individual members of the team. The second is for the organization as a whole. I really hope, first of all, that each of us constantly and consciously make sure that we're growing as individuals. I realize that I, Clay Sapp, as National FFA President, am not the best National FFA President that I can be, and I hope that I take the time to step outside of those comfort zones, take the time to step outside those boundaries, and to challenge myself to grow as an individual. This is an opportunity unlike any other, and there are so many experiences where I can learn and grow if I'll take the chance and the opportunity to do so. And so I really hope to challenge each of my other teammates to do the same. And then for the organization, I just want to continue to grow opportunities for members. Maybe that means on the middle school level giving them more national opportunities. Maybe that means continuing to get the funding and support that we need to put on the programs that we have. I just want to ensure that students are getting the best program through the National FFA organization that they can get, so that they are prepared when they come out of that high school agricultural education classroom.
Where are you at school-wise? What is your major, and what are your goals for the future? And how can all of this help to facilitate that?
I am currently a junior at the University of Florida, majoring in agricultural education and communication. And so after I take off a year, I hope to return back to the University of Florida and finish up my bachelor's degree and move on to a teaching position somewhere in the state of Florida, or who knows, maybe if I have an opportunity somewhere across the country, that would be a great chance for me to experience agriculture in a different state. But I think this experience is going to give me such a great opportunity to continue to learn how to work with students and with stakeholders to provide the best program that I can for agricultural education. I think there's so many chances for me to learn how to develop that agricultural education program, how to implement that curriculum that we're developing with the National Council for Agricultural Education and all these other curriculums that are being developed to address the needs that we have in education today. So being able to experience that across the country will give me great ideas, and hopefully I can implement those in my classroom when I eventually do graduate and move into a teaching position.
Clay, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you so much.